Hebrews chapter 3. 希伯来书第三章. Just one verse. Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 1. 希伯来书第三章. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus.
同听到了圣洁弟兄啊，我们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司耶稣。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together in Thy name.
我们主，我们感谢你，在你的名下，我们聚集。
We thank Thee for Thy precious promise.
我们感谢你，你宝贵的应许。
Where two or three are gathered together, and for My name, there am I in their midst.
两三人奉你的聚会，就有我在你们的当中。
We thank Thee that Thou art here with us.
我们感谢你，你在我们当中，有你在。
Lord, what hast Thou to say to us?
主，你有什么话要对我们讲？
Speak, Thy servants hear.
请说，我们仆人恭听。
We ask in Thy name.
Amen. 我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together this morning.
感谢主，今天把我们这样聚集在这里，把我们弄起来。
What the Lord has burdened me this morning is Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
今天主给我的负担是希伯来书第三章。
And he said, Wherefore, holy, We thank God, all who believe in the Lord Jesus are holy brethren.
感谢主，凡是蒙他所招的，都是圣洁的弟兄。
Because God has set us apart for Christ Jesus.
因为主把我们分别出来，归给基督。Holiness
is our position.
圣洁是我们的地位。And
we are partakers of the heavenly calling.
我们同龙天招，一同有在天的呼召上的份。Now,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
Do you know what our calling is?
你知道我们的呼召是什么吗?
Every brother and sister
哪一个弟兄姐妹?
Has a heavenly calling.
每一个人都有一个神天召。
And our heavenly calling is to uplift our Lord Jesus.
我们天上属于这个天照是要我们高举我们的主。
Our heavenly calling is to glorify the Lord Jesus.
从上面来的呼召是荣耀我们的主。
That in our life, Christ Jesus may be exalted.
在我们生活当中，耶稣基督被高举。
And this is our calling.
这就是我们的呼召。
None of us is accepted.
没有一个人是例外。
We are all called with this heavenly call.
我们都是有这样上面来的呼召。
The problem is,
问题是,
how can we fulfill that heavenly call?
如何能够成就这样从上面来的呼召？
And what the scripture tells us?
那圣经里面是怎么样告诉我们？
We need to consider the author, apostle, and high priest of our confession.
我们要思想 我们所认为的使者为大祭司的耶稣。
We cannot fulfill our calling by ourselves.
我们不能够自己成就这个从上面来的名分。
But when we consider our Lord Jesus,
所以我们就应当思想我们的耶稣基督。
When we begin to know that He is our apostle,
当我们知道他是我们的使者。
And not only our apostle, but also our high priest.
不只是使者，并且是我们的大祭司。
And such understanding will enable us to fulfill our heavenly calling.
有这样的理解，才能够成就这从上面来的呼召。
So this morning we would like to consider together.
今天早上我们要一起来思想。
We want to consider that our Lord Jesus is our apostle.
我们要思想我们的主就是我们的使者。
And at the same time, He is our high priest.
同时他又是我们的大祭司。
Now what is meant by apostle?
使者的意思是什么？
Apostle is the sent one.
使者的意思就是被差遣。
And our Lord Jesus was sent by the Heavenly Father.
我们的主被天父差遣。
He was sent into this world to be our apostle.
他被差遣到地上，成了我们的使者。
And by apostle, it means that he comes with a commission.
成为使者意思就是他来是一个使命。
So the Lord Jesus came into this world with a definite commission.
所以我们的主来到地上是有一个确定的使命。
His commission is to accomplish the work of salvation.
他的使命就是来这里成就救恩。
So when we consider our Lord Jesus,
所以当我们思想我们的主的时候，
how he accomplished that work.
他如何成就那个工作
？On Calvary's cross，
在加勒，然后成就那个工作。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，Before we believe in the Lord Jesus，
当我们信主之前
，As we are moved by the Holy Spirit，
当我们圣灵感动的时候
，We began to realize that we were sinners。
我们开始了解到我们是罪人。
You know, we all feel that we are the best in the world.
我们都认为我们是世上最好的。
We consider ourselves as very good.
我们起先认为我们是非常好的。
So that is the way I felt before I believed in the Lord Jesus.
这是我当初没有信主的第二次看自己。
I was a student in high school.
我在那个时候是高中生。
And I came from a Christian family.
我是成长的基督教家庭。
And I was in good terms with everybody.
我每一个人相处都很好。
Not only with my teachers, but with my fellow students.
不单是对我，跟我的老师，跟我的同学也相处很好。
And even the servants in the school, I was in good terms.
就算在学校里面的仆人、工人，对我也是，我相处也很好。
So I consider myself okay.
他认为，所以我认为我自己是不错。
Even though from my childhood I learned about the Lord Jesus.
虽然我从小就知道耶稣基督。
And mentally, I believe Jesus is the Savior.Of the world.
在思想上我认为耶稣是这世界上的救
主。But in my actual life,
在我实际的生活当中
I consider myself so good.
我认为我是这么好。
I say, let the Lord save the world.
他说我说让耶稣基督救世界上其他的人。
That I believe.
但我自己不想。
Because I was good enough.
因为我是不好。
Now that was the way I felt before I believed in the Lord Jesus.
这就是我没有信主之前我在看自己。
Now I wonder if that's the way you felt. We all consider ourselves as the best in the world. When we look into society, and we see all the sins in the world, we tell ourselves about all these
things.
So even though I was brought up in a Christian family, my father was a pastor.
我的父亲是牧师,
and yet, 但是, I did not believe in the Lord Jesus. Mentally, I believe him.
头脑里面我相信,
I believe he is the savior of the world.
我相信他是在世界上的救主,
but let him save the world.
让他救其他人,
I don't need him.
我不需要他来拯救.
Now that was the way I felt.
事实上并没有什么人来跟特别对我讲。No
man pointed my sins to me.
也没有什么人指明我的罪。But
thank God.
但是感谢主,
His Holy Spirit began to work in me.
感谢主圣灵就在我里面开始工作。He
began to show me my sins.
他开始显明我的罪。He
gave me the impression.
他给我一个印象,
that from my head to my feet, there was nothing good.
他给我印象，我从头到脚没有一样是好的。
I felt myself very sinful.
我感觉到我非常的有罪。
And for this reason,
就是因为这样,
I began to seek the Lord Jesus very earnestly.
我就开始非常热心的要来寻求。
At that time,
在那个时候,
many world-famous preachers came to Shanghai.
许多聪明的传道人都来到上海,
and they came and speak in my father's church.
他们来这里在我父亲的教堂里面讲话。
Now, of course, I was there.
当然我是在那当中了。
And listened to these world-famous preachers.
听这些有聪明的,
I was convicted.
我被这个提醒。
A number of times I went to the altar.
好几次我到讲台前面。
And confessed my sins before God.
承认我的罪，在神面前承认我的罪。
And even wept before God.
甚至于哭泣在神面前。
But after the meeting was over, everything was over.
但是聚会完了之后，一切也都结束了。
I felt as simple as I was before.
我感觉到我和从前一样的有罪。So
I'm really earnestly seeking the Lord.
所以我切切的在那里寻求主。I
remember during that year.
我记得那一年。I
went to every meeting of these famous preachers.
我参加所有这些聪明的讲道传道人的聚会。
And every time I was convicted.
每一次我都承认。
And I was at the altar a number of times.
我上到前面来认罪不知道多少次。
But afterwards nothing happened.
但是之后呢，没有一件事，什么都没有发生。
And this happened a year.
这样的情形维持了一年。
A whole year.
整整一年,
so when the summer came,
当暑假来了,
I went to the summer conference.
我参加一个暑期的,
my only desire was to be saved.
我唯一的盼望就是说要在那里得救。
So I went there.
就我到那里去,
and three young brothers,
三个年轻的弟兄,
from America came to speak.
从美国到上海去，在那里讲道。
I listen to them.
我在那里听他们讲。
I knew them all.
我都认识他们。
What they preach, I knew already.
他们要讲的东西我都知道。
Nothing really touched me.
没有一样是触摸到我。
And after a few days,
几天之后
I saw other people went to the altar and got saved.
我看很多人到前面去接受主。
But I was still what I was.
我仍然没有改变。
So one morning,
有一天早上
I was in my room.
我在我的房间里面。
I do not know whether I was praying or speaking to myself.
我不知道我是在祷告呢，还是对自己讲话。
I said, God,
我说主啊
，Why is it other people got saved so easily?
为什么其他人这么容易得救
？And it was so hard for me.
为什么对我来讲这么难
？Then I said,
然后我说
，Is it because I was gospel hardened?
是不是我是对福音硬心呢
？Because I knew too much.
因为我知道太多了
，So I was hardened.
所以我呢硬心。
So that morning, I told God.
所以那天早上我就对。
If you want to save me,
如果你要救我
，save me now.
现在就救我。
If you don't,
如果你不救
，goodbye.
那就再见。
And in the afternoon, I went to the meeting.
那之后我就去参加聚会。
I remember Mr. Kirkpatrick was speaking.
我记得 Mr. Kirkpatrick 在那里讲。
And spoke on John 3:16.
讲约翰福音三章十六节。
Now I knew John 3:16 from my childhood.
我知道这节圣经，我从小就知道这节圣经。
So nothing he said touched me.
没有一样他讲的是触摸到我。
Now after he finished speaking,
他结束讲到之后
，He asked everybody to kneel down and pray.
他要求每一个人都跪下来祷告。
So I knelt down.By my bench.
So, 所以呢，我就跪下来，在我的椅子前面跪下。
And a black pastor,
一个黑人的牧师
，He came and knelt by my side.
他过来在我旁边跪下。
You know what he said?
你知道他说什么吗
？He only urged me to go to the altar.
他只是鼓励我往前走，到前面讲台去。
Well, I thought I had been there a number of times already.
我想我到前面去已经不知道多少次了。
But out of courtesy,
为了礼貌
，So I went there.
我还是往前走。
And again, I confessed my sins.
再一次，我承认我的罪。
I even wept before God.
我甚至哭泣。
But afterwards, nothing.
完之后呢，还是一样。
So the meeting was over.
聚会结束了。
And I was walking out.
我走出去。
A Chinese pastor.
一个中国的牧师。
If I mention his name publicly, a number of you knew him.
我如果提他名字，大概很多人都知道他。
Andrew Chi.
他是纪志文。
At that time, he was a young pastor.
他那个时候他是个年轻的牧师。
He must have noticed me.
他一定注意到我。
So when I walk out, he stopped me.
当我走出去，他就招呼我。
And he point blankly asked me a question.
他指着我问我一个问题。
He said, "Are you saved?"
他说，你得救了吗
？Now I had to be honest.
我必须要诚实。
So I told him, "I want to be saved."
我说我要得救。
Now he knew what was wrong.
他知道我里面是什么问题。
So everybody left except two of us.
大家都走了，只剩下我们两个人。
And then he asked me a question.
然后他就问我一个问题。
Do you believe the Bible as the Word of God?
你相信圣经是神的话吗
？I say I believe it from my childhood.
我相信这个呢，从我小时候就这样相信。
He said, "All right."
他说对。
Turn to First John 1:9.
那你打开约翰一书第一章第九节。
So I opened the Bible to First John.
所以我打开圣经到约翰一书第一章第九节。
And he said, "You read this verse."
他说你读这节圣经。
他这个name进去，
他说把你自己的名字啊带进去。
If so and so，
如果某人他承认他对
，God is righteous，
神是信实的
，He will forgive his sin，
他必要赦免他的罪
，and cleanse him from all his unrighteousness，
洗净他一切的不义。
He has been to read it twice，
他要我读这节圣经读两次
，with my name in it。
把我的名字摆进去。
And after that, he said, "Let's pray."
完之后，他就讲让我们祷告。
So we knelt down.
所以我们跪下了。
Now I knew how to pray.
我知道是应该怎么祷告。
So I started to pray.
所以我就开始祷告。
I confess my sins before the Lord.
我承认我在主面前承认我的罪。
And I say to the Lord.
我对主讲。
There are many sins I have forgotten.
我有许多罪，我是忘记了。
But you know.
但是你知道
，So I, according to your word, I confess my sin.
根据你的话，我承认我的罪。
I have done my part.
我已经尽了我这一份。
Now it is your part.
那就是你要做情愿。
Whether you will save me or not is up to you.
你要救我还是不救我，那是你的事。
But I believe in you.
但我相信你。
You know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生吗
？I said.That burden of sin fell off.
我发觉这个罪的重担失去了。
So I stood up.
让我再站起来。
And Brother G said, Are you saved?
弟兄就问我，你得救了吗？
I said, I'm saved.
我说我得救了。
He said, How do you know?
他说你怎么知道？
I said, I feel so peaceful.
我说我里面有很极大的平安。
He shook his head.
他摇头。
And suddenly,
突然之间
the word came to me.
有话就在进了我里面。
I say, I know I'm saved because God says so.
我说我得救了，因为神这样说的。
He said, that's right.
他说这就对了。
Because your emotion may change.
他说你的感觉会改变。
But God's word never changes.
但是神的话永远不。
No, he's a very clever person in leading people.
他是非常有智慧带领人的。
He said, you go out.
他说你到外面去。
And tell someone what the Lord has done to you.
告诉一个人神在你身上做了些什么事情。
So I did so.
我就照样做。
I remember I went back to my room.
我记得我回到我的房间。
I opened the Bible.
打开我的圣经
，It is First Peter chapter one，
彼得前书第一章。
I read，
我读
，And it was so different。
这个现在是非常的不一样。
I have read the Bible before，
我从前是读圣经的。
But when I turned to First Peter chapter one， I read it in form。
那这一次我打开彼得前书，再念。
I felt every word spoke to me.
我感觉每一句话都是对我讲。
It was from my heavenly father.
那是从天父对我讲。
And that's the beginning of my life in Christ.
这是我在基督的里面的生命的开始。
And thank God he's kept me through all these years.
感谢他持守这个。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹
Our Lord Jesus is the apostle.
我们的耶稣基督是
He was sent by God to accomplish salvation.
他神派他来成就救恩
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹
when our Lord Jesus said on the cross, it is finished.
当我们的主在十字架上说成了
That means,Salvation is accomplished.
意思是说救恩完成了。
Now how great is that salvation?
这个救恩是何等的伟大呢？
Oftentimes we think of salvation just in terms of getting saved.
常常我们想救恩只是我们仅仅得救恩。
Our sins were forgiven.
我们的罪得赦。
And we have received a new life.
我们接受了一个新生命。
We thought they were all the salvation. But brothers and sisters, what our Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross is full salvation. Not only he bore our sins in his body on the cross,
不单是他承担了我们的罪在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
all our sins,
所有我们的罪,
everywhere of us,
每一个,
all of us,
所有的罪,
our Lord Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross.
耶稣基督担当了我们所有的罪在他身上在十字架上。
And because of this,
因为这样,
even his heavenly Father forsook him.
就是在天上的父都掩面不看他。
So you hear the cry of our Lord Jesus. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
父啊,父啊,为什么弃绝?
He and the Father, their relationship, their communion had been uninterrupted from eternity past and on.
他跟主耶稣跟天父之间的那个关系，那个之间的这种联系，从来在从古到今的从来没有断过。
But on the cross,
但是在十字架上，
during the last 3 hours,
最后的三个钟头，
the Father forsook him.
天父就是掩面不看。
Why? Because he was made sin for us.
因为耶稣基督为我们成为罪。
It is not only the sins that we have committed in the past being forgiven,
不但是我们过去犯的罪。
I believe we all know better.
我相信我们都了解,
that positively we have received a new life.
正面的,
our dead spirit was renewed into new life.
我们已经死了灵已经活过来得到新生命。
You know, God is spirit.
神是灵。
So you need spirit to contact God.
你需要灵来跟神沟通。
I always remember when the Russian cosmonaut
我记得,
went to the space.
我记得俄国的太空人到太空的时候,
he came back.
他回来了,
and he said, there is no God.
他说没有神,
because he said, I've been to outer space.
因为我到太空,
I looked around, I didn't see God.
我四处张望，看不见神。
Isn't that foolishness?
这是愚昧呀。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
Your spirit was dead in sin.
人的灵是死的，因为罪关系。
How can you see God?
人怎么可能?
How can you contact God?
怎么跟神有沟通呢?
You need a new spirit to contact God the Spirit.
你需要一个新的灵。
But thank God, when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信耶稣,
our dead spirit was renewed into living new spirit. And more than that,
不只是这样,
not only our communion with God was restored, we could pray to him and he heard us.
我们可以向神祷告,
we can have fellowship with God daily.
我们跟神之间天天有沟通。
But brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus,
耶稣基督,
came into our new spirit and became the life of that new spirit.
耶稣基督进入我们的新的灵, 成为我们在这个新的灵里面的新生命。
So Christ Jesus is the life of our spirit.
所以耶稣基督是我们
But more than that, the Holy Spirit also came into our spirit.
圣灵,
well then.
圣灵不但是如此,
now what is the work of the Holy Spirit in us?
在我们里面,
住在我们里面, 圣灵,
Do you know you have an inner Holy Spirit? 你,
Every believer has the Holy Spirit indwelling in of her.
每一个信徒在他里面这个圣灵的内住。
Now what is his work in your spirit?
圣灵在你里面。
He dwells in our spirit.
他住在我们里面。He
will never leave us nor forsake us.
他永远不离开我们，也不丢弃我。
And what is his work in your spirit?
他的工作是什么?
He is to bring Christ into you.
他要把基督带到你里面。
Christ is in you.
基督在你里面。
But he is new.
但是他是新的。
And now the Holy Spirit is promoting Christ in you.
圣灵就让基督在你里面增长。
He is there getting rid of all those things that instead of Christ.
圣灵在你里面工作，要把不属于基督的东西都除去。
And then he added Christ Jesus.
他然后耶稣基督在里面降生。
That is Christian growth.
这个就是基督徒的长进。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
how can we grow spiritually?
我们怎么样在灵命的成长呢?
That means how can Christ grow in us?
那就是说, 怎么样让基督在我里面成长?
It is through the working of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
这就是内住圣灵的工作。
If we cooperate with the indwelling Holy Spirit,
如果我们跟内住的圣灵合作的话,
then he will deliver us from all that is not of Christ.
他要救我们脱离那些完全不属基督的东西。
And he will let the life of Christ grow within us.
他要让基督的生命在我里面继续成长。
This is Christian growth.
这个就是基督徒的成长。
Now is Christ growing in you?
基督在你里面成长吗?
How do you know Christ is growing in you?
你怎么知道基督在你里面成长?
It is when you cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
那就是在于你是不是跟圣灵合作。
And if you do, then you'll find you become less and Christ becomes more.
如果你跟圣灵合作，你就发觉你一天一天减少，基督一天一天的降生在你。
This is the only true Christian growth.
这就是唯一的真的基督徒成长。
Christian growth is not just adding more knowledge.
基督徒的成长不是说只是加增加一些头脑的知识。
Christian growth is real.
基督徒的成长是真实的。
That in your life, Christ grows in you.
在你的生命当中，基督不断的加增。
You become less.
你越来越减少。
And Christ becomes more.
基督越来越加增。
That is real Christian growth.
那就是真的基督徒的。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
the question is, are we growing in Christ?
问题是我们今天在基督里面。
Is Christ being added in you?
是不是基督是不断的加增在我们?
And you have become less and less and less.
你是不是不断的减少？
And this is Christ has done for us.
这就是基督在我们里面为我们做。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
Jesus Christ is our Savior.
耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And He saved us to the uttermost.
他我们救我们到底。
Not only our past sins have been forgiven,
不但是过去的罪，我们赦免。
Even present sins will be eliminated.
今天的罪也要被赦免。
That Christ may grow in our life.
这样子基督就在我们不断的成长。
And this is what God has done for us.
这就是神不断的在我们。
This is the full salvation of Christ.
这就是基督的全备的救恩。
He will save us to the uttermost.
他要救我们到底。
Not only our spirit,
不单是我们的灵,
but even our soul,
我们的魂,
and even our body,
还有我们的身体。
So this is what the apostle means.
这就是神的使徒的意思。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is true.
这是真理。
True has two sides.
真理有两面。
It has an objective side and a subjective side.
真理有客观一面，有主观一面。
The objective side is all done by Christ.
客观一面，耶稣基督已经都成就。
You cannot add anything to the salvation of God.
你不能够加增任何一点。 在耶稣基督的救恩上。
The Lord said, it is finished.
耶稣基督说,这成了。
It is all done.
都成就。
Brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹,
how can what he has done be done in your life?
怎么样他所成就的实现在你的里面。
So there is the subjective side.
这个就是主观的里面。
So far, Christ Jesus is not only our apostle.
所以我们的耶稣基督不单是我们的使者。That
is the objective side.
那是客观的一面。
What has been done in Christ Jesus for us?
在耶稣基督里面为我们所成就的。It
is full salvation.
那是全备的救恩。But
now you come to the subjective side.
好，现在我们到了主观里面。How
can what he has done on Calvary's cross become our daily life?
他在 实际上所成就的，怎么样成为我们生活当中的实际？
And that is real Christian living.
那就是真的基督徒生活。
So you see, our Lord Jesus is not only our apostle.
所以我们的主不但是成为是我们的使者。
He is also our high priest.
他也是我们的大祭司。
Now that is the work of the high priest.
这个就是一个大祭司。
I like to tell that story.
我喜欢讲这个故事.
One elderly sister,
一个,
wanted to be baptized.
一个年长的姐妹, 她要受浸.
So he was questioned by the elders.
所以长老们就问他问题.
You know, at that time, when anybody wants to be baptized, the elders ask you.
过去那个时候呢，任何一个人要受浸，长老要先问他问题。
So one of the questions the elder asked was,
有一个长老问的问题是这样，
What is Christ doing in heaven now?
基督在天上现在做什么事情？
And this elderly sister thought for a while.
这个年长的姐妹想了一下。
And she said, Christ is looking down from heaven upon me.
基督在天上往下看看。
He is trying to find fault with me.
他要找我身上的毛病。
And of course you know he didn't pass.
所以他没有通过。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
what was Christ doing? What is Christ doing in heaven now?
耶稣基督在天上做什么？
On earth, he has finished the work of salvation.
在地上他已经完全成就了救恩。
In heaven, he is applying his finished work to you.
在天上他现在在把他已经成就的工作做在你身上。
He is not sitting there dozing.
他不是在那里在天上打瞌睡。
He worked very hard.
他在天上非常非常忙碌。
The Bible tells us he intercedes for us unceasingly.
圣经告诉我们，他不断地为我们代求。
Christ Jesus is praying for us.
耶稣基督一直在为我们。
Because when he prayed,
因为当他祷告的时候,
then the Holy Spirit who dwells in us began to work.
在我们内住的圣灵就开始工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
Christ in heaven is applying his finished work to each and every one of us.
在天上的基督, 他不断地把他已经成就的工作做成在他身上。
Because his work is not just the past.
因为他的工作不只是过去。
His work is ever present.
他的工作是不断地真实的。
Christ Jesus is praying for every one of us.
耶稣基督今天为我们每一个人祷告。
And he prayed unceasingly.
他不住地祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
when he is praying,
当他在祷告的时候,
the indwelling Holy Spirit began to work.
在我们里面内住的圣灵就开始工作。
To apply all that he has accomplished on the cross to each one of us.
把他在已经成就的救恩做在我们的里面。
And that is the subjective side.
这个就是救恩的。
So the salvation of our Lord Jesus is not just in the past. Salvation of the Lord is ever present.
So, 耶稣基督是不断地在我们生活当中。
We are able to live a Christian life.
我们要是活一个基督徒的生活。
It's because Christ is praying for us.
我们自己能够活是因为耶稣基督不断地为我们。
As he prays,
当他祷告,
the indwelling spirit works.
内住圣灵就开始。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
are you enjoying the working of the indwelling spirit?
你是不是经历到内住圣灵的工作呢?
Or are you afraid of the working of the indwelling spirit?
还是你害怕你内住圣灵的工作。
Some people ask me this question.
有人问我这么一个问题。
You say the Holy Spirit is working in you.
你说圣灵在你里面工作。
But I don't have this experience.
我没有这样经历。
How does it work?Brothers and sisters, this is impossible.
这是不可能。
Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you for this very reason.
圣灵在你里面不会就是为了这个原因。
But the problem is,
问题是,
when he works, you do not know and you do not cooperate.
当他要工作的时候,你不知道,你也不跟他合作。
Let me use a simple illustration.
让我简单地用这个比喻。
Even though I was a pastor's son,
虽然我是牧师的儿子
but I like movies.
但我喜欢看电影。
When a newspaper came, the first page I would look is the movie news.
当报纸来了，第一件事情我要看就是电影的广告。
I dare not go to the movie on Sunday.
我不敢这个看电影，主日看电影。
I recall I went to the movie on Sunday once, just once.
我只记得我的主日看电影有一次。
But Saturday, I usually was in the movie theater.
但是星期六我通常都是在电影院。
I have a friend whose family owned a movie house.
我有个朋友，他的家里面是拥有一个电影院。
So I could see movie without paying it.
所以我可以免费看电影。
If I ever say,
但是当然也就是之后
I still want to see movies.
我还是去看电影。
And some brother began to talk to me.
啊，有一个弟兄就对我讲话。
He said, a Christian.Shouldn't go to a movie house. I say, I choose the movie I look.
我看电影我是经过选择的。
I only look at good movies.
我只是选择那些好的电影。
Religious movies.
宗教性的电影。
What's wrong with that?
那有什么不对？
So I refuse to accept their advice.
我拒绝他们给我的劝告。
I continue to go to movie house.
我继续去看电影。
And I was doing that.
Oh, down to God's own.
The Holy Spirit began to work in me. Somehow within me, I felt I shouldn't do that.
What do you think I do?
How should I use God's money to support
them?
But I like it too much. So I still
went.
I say, I'll choose the good one.
Was this is kind of a hard thing.
Religious
one.
But somehow in my spirit, I didn't feel safe.
但是我的理念，我就觉得，你们就觉得。
Outwardly, I was very strong. Say that's okay.
外面来讲，我是非常的坚决，讲说我这样做是对的。
And inwardly, it begins to be weakened.
在里面就越来越弱。
But I didn't tell anybody.
但是我不敢对任何人讲。
Because I was afraid. How did it go again?
我就担心我这样讲的话，我就不能再。但是，私下我就做了这么。
I'm not going to move your house anymore.
我就不要再去。For
several months, I was successful.
几个月呢，我是成功的。And
then, a religious movement came to Shanghai.
那后来呢，有一个宗教性电影到上海。It
was called North Park.
这叫做挪亚的。
And people send tickets to us.
有人送给我们，这个票。
So I really struggled.
这里面非常大争战。
I could go to see the religious movie without paying.
我去看个电影，并且不要钱的，人家给我们票。
What's wrong with that?
这有什么不对？
So finally,
后来呢？
I sat in the movie house.
我坐在电影院里面
for 2 hours,
2个钟头
looking at the movie.
看，虽然是在看电影
but fighting within me.
里面就不断有征战。
And as a matter of fact, that movie was a very bad movie.
那个电影是非常不好的电影。
But I didn't go out.
我不离开。
I still sat there.
我继续坐在里面。
Looking.
继续看。
Bothering.
里面不断的征战。
For 2 hours, I was in great trouble.
2个钟头当中，我里面非常的难受。
I hope the movie will go over.
我真是盼望电影赶快结束。
But I didn't go out.
但是我又舍不得走。
When I walked out from that movie house,
到我离开那个电影院之后,
thank God,
感谢主,
that was the end.
那就是最后一次,
all these years, come on,
这些年来主一直保守我,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
God will work in our lives.
神在我们里面,
in the beginning, it may be a small thing.
开始受, 或许是小小的事情。
It was something outside of it.
在外面一些事情。
Suppose,
如果是,
the Lord began to deal with your speech.
神开始对付你的话。
Now, when you spoke,
当你说话,
you sometimes boasted.
有时候你夸,
that you see something over what it was real.
你说一些事情是,
and usually, you felt good about it.
从前呢，你就觉得是好像还蛮自自自的好的。
You are safe.
你信之后，
then when you are talking and you begin to boast again,
你当你讲话的时候，你开始又夸张了。
Do you have that spirit?
你有没有这样经验呢？
You find someone is speaking within you.
你就发现里面的有声音跟你讲话。
That is not true.
Enough.
Do you stop?
You don't.
You don't. You continue to speak. But what happened afterwards?
什么事情发生呢？
Not like before.
跟从前不一样。
After you boasted.
你从前
you felt good about it.
你感觉到还不错。
But now when you boasted beyond truth.
现在你开始夸大。
How do you feel?
你感觉是什么？
You feel miserable.
你里面非常的难受。
You cannot pray.
你不能够祷告。
So when you go back to the Lord in the evening.
所以呢，你就是晚上呢，就神讲。
And try to pray.
想祷告。
You find there was a distance.
你发觉跟神之间有个距离。
A block.
被挡住。
Unless you confess.
除非你认罪。
And have your sins removed.
把这些事情。你的跟神之间沟通的受到拦阻。
That is the way that the Holy Spirit is working to bring us into Christ.
这个就是圣灵如何的在我们把我们带到。
He will begin with small things.
他开始是在一些小事情上。
Where are you going?
你去哪？
What are you doing?
你做什么？
What are you saying?
你说什么？
And gradually, he will go deeper.
渐渐的他就。
What are you thinking?
你想什么？
What are you imagining?
你幻想什么？
Brothers and sisters, he will clear your spirit and soul.
他要洁净你的灵跟魂。
So that even in your thinking,You are sanctified.
就像是你的到后来你的思想都被洁净。
Not only in your heart.
不只是你的行动。
Even in your thought, you will be purified.
甚至于你的思想都被洁净。
And he will get into your will.
还要坐在你的意志里。
You will begin to say, not my will, but God's will be done.
你会到后来，你会说，不是照我的意思，而照你的意思。
That is the way that He will save our soul.
这就是神怎么样救我们的魂。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，We not only need our spirit to be saved.
我们不但是要我们的灵得救
，We need to have our soul to be saved.
我们要让我们的魂也得救。
Because after we are saved,
因为当我们得救之后。
Christ becomes the life of our spirit.
基督成为我们灵的生命。
But self is still the life of the soul.
己仍然是魂的生命。
So that's the reason why you found Paul in Romans chapter 7.
这就是为什么保罗在罗马书第七章。
According to his inward feeling,
根据他里面的感觉。
He wants to do God's will.
他要做。神的事，行神的事情。
But then, in his outer body.
但是他在他的身体里面。
That is in his soul.
在他的魂里面。
There is his old man there.
他的老旧我。
And the old man still wants his own way.
在旧人里面，仍然要做他自己。
And he felt a civil war within his
mind. 他发觉在他里面有个内战。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
Do you have civil war within you?
你有没有内战在你里面？
Is it fighting fiercer and fiercer?
是不是你们里面的征战越来越强烈呢？
Unless you yield to the Lord,
除非你这个把自己交给
you will not find peace.
你不可能。
That is the way the Lord leads us to be delivered from our soul.
这就是为什么我们主要救我们脱离我们的魂。
And at the coming, returning of our Lord Jesus.
当我们主回来的时候
He will always also save our body.
他回来的时候是那个时候要救我们的身体。
This mortal body will become immortal.
这要败坏的身体要变成不败坏。
This corruptible body will become incorruptible.
败坏的身体，朽坏的身体要变成不朽坏的身体。
This physical body will put on a spiritual body.
这个 肉身，这个物质的身体要成为一个属灵的身体。
And then you find our whole being.
那个时候，你发现我们全人都得救。
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂跟身体。
So this is the salvation of God.
这就是神的救恩。
This is how our Lord Jesus is our apostle and high priest.
这就是我们主，他如何成为我们的使者，同时成为我们的大祭司。
So may his work be fulfilled in each of our lives.
愿他的工作成就在我们每一个人身上。
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank you.
主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Because thy salvation is full salvation.
因为你的救恩是全备的救恩。
We thank thee because thou dost save not only our spirit.
不但感谢你，因为你不但是救我们的灵。
Thou art saving today our soul.
你还今天还在救我们的魂。
And thou art yet saving our body.
你还要救我们的身体。
Lord, we thank thee for thy full salvation.
主，我们感谢你为这个全备的救恩。
Enable us to cooperate with you.
帮助我们，让我们能够与你合作。
Not to hinder thy work, but allow thy work to work in each and every one of us.
不拦阻你工作，并且让你工作在我们每一个人身上能够进行。
That Christ will be fully formed in each and every one of us.
让耶稣基督能够成形在我们中间。
Brothers and sisters.